This is interesting. This is very interesting. So let's talk about these 8 fishy love habits of highly elusive men.
Yeah, the fishy love habits, it's just, you know, I'm using Stephen Covey's highly effective men type of title, but what it is really are fishy habits. They're patterns of behavior. Men are creatures of habit, and they're unique when it comes to love or relationships. So it's just an easy way of understanding it, and it's kind of a fun way of talking about it. They're just habits of behavior. They're habits or ways or insights about men.
And would you say then that the highly elusive man is a different breed than other kinds of men? Are they the ones that women should really be going after?
Well, that comes in one of the habits.
Let's jump into the habits.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, the first one you talk about is that men always check out the most attractive bait first. So tell us about that.
Okay. Well, in the analogy of fishing, bait equals attraction. So men being the fish will look for the most powerful or most attractive bait. And so a smart woman is going to be, she wants to use the most powerful bait possible in order to be mega attractive. And so I was studying this for a long time, and I came up with 5 elements to what I call power bait. Now, some of the women out there, if you do any trout fishing, there is a product called power bait. And when I do a speech, I have this jar of power bait. And it says on the label that trout cannot resist.
So hopefully men cannot resist too.
Yeah. But this is, of all the things I do, I think this is the most profound.
Okay.
Is the bait one, because it comes first.
Yes.
It's the first thing that's noticed. And so I say the first element is called the hottie. So the hottie would be, I'll just say this real quickly. It's a woman who's sexy in a feminine way, beautiful or pretty, but also she's playful. She's a little bit feisty. And she's confident.
Okay.
And she does it in a way that she's vibrant and she has vitality. I've never seen a hottie that had no energy.
Right, so. Right. They have to go hand in hand.
Yeah. So that, but it gives them this vibration that she's a hottie. So that's the number one element. So remember that. The number two element is called the sweetie. And in fact, if you watch like The Bachelor, usually the final two, there's a hottie and a sweetie.
Yes, that's so true.
And so the sweetie, or the women always are cheering for the sweetie. The men are always going,
yes.
Oh, I'm going to go for the hottie.
Yeah.
But you need both of it. You got a major in one and minor in the other. But the sweetie is the kind and warm person. So if you're, that means don't be mean. So thoughtful, peaceful is also a quality, peaceful, not antsy or hyper. Sensitive to others' feelings, easygoing rather than being a woman who gets bothered easily or gets angry.
Or high maintenance.
Yeah. And then enthusiastic, which would be the opposite of being critical, condescending, or complaining. So the second element is the hottie. The third one I think people aren't really well aware of, I call the pal. The pal is the woman who gets along with his friends. She's fun to be around. She likes his family, or at least gets along. She can go anywhere with him, so she's active in all his activities.
Okay.
And she doesn't complain or condemn, and she tends to be very open-minded. So a pal, if she's not a pal, then she's probably going to end up just being a part-time girlfriend.
Ah, okay. That's good to know. Now, before you continue on with these other ones, are these different, should we as women shoot for, like you were saying, a major and a minor? Should we try and embody all of these in different forms? What do you recommend?
I recommend having all 5 because it's part of the lure. The lure has different sides.
Okay.
And the shiny side is the hottie. So the shiny side has to be flashed every once in a while.
Okay.
But if she's missing one of these, the person, the pal or the sweetie or the hottie, that gets noticed over time. So like the fourth element I call the person, and this would be, you know, someone who commands respect, strong character. It can be someone who's successful in her area. She's professional versus being sloppy.
Right.
Or a hack at stuff. And demonstrates emotional maturity, because if you're after love, because what you're doing is you're trying to find a man who will, together with him, will create these experience of love. So emotional maturity helps handle the bumpy road. And she also needs to be a person of truth and wisdom.
Okay.
She's the one who's going to be the strong. She'll know right and wrong from things, and guys won't. And then I'll say the last element is something she doesn't have a lot of control over, but it's a factor. I call it the prize. And the prize, if she's prize, there's only a limited window of opportunity for the guy. There has to be this perception that he's got to act fast or he's going to miss out on her. So she also has other love options. He's not just the only guy. So she has the ability to say no. This is very true, like in sales. And it triggers man's fear of loss. So there's this perception that there'll be demand if he doesn't act quickly.
And I actually think this is a really important thing, and I'm glad you bring it up, because women sometimes get focused on trying to be the one for just one guy. But if you give the impression, and even if you – it's good if you are – dating multiple people, there is more of that chase and that desire to pursue you.
Right. And lots of times that's the value. It's supply and demand.
Yes.
And part of it is the demand. And it's just this idea that the guy's got to be up to speed. Otherwise, he'll get lazy and bored. It's a sad thing, but that's one of the fishy habits. So
yeah.
That's why, in conclusion, that's what bait is. Probably the most fundamental tactic, I should say, in the fishy habits.
And this is good because it's like teaching women how to celebrate the different parts of themselves without being fake or phony. You're saying, you know, turn up the volume on this part of you and really accentuate this part of you, but don't be fake, don't be phony, and don't pretend to be something you're not.
Right, and the things I did mention are all part of being the whole woman, because
yes.
A lot of different things change in time. Like the object isn't to like get married for 2 years. The object is find a partner where you grow in love. And so you can't always play the hottie card. That's why some of the celebrities that are still playing the hottie card get depressed and stuff, because they can't play it after a certain year, after a certain age. It just
and that's all they've been playing, so it's very confusing.
Yeah, I saw Anne Margaret about 4 years ago, and she's still the sex kitten. And I thought, wait a second, you know.
Yeah.
You need some other facets.
Yeah, that's so true. It's very true, and it's a good lesson for women to know that we have more value than just that, but that should be a part of what we're bringing out as we're out in
right.
the dating world.
Mm-hmm.